on a quick little recording to just say hi to everyone and let you all know I'm alive and I'm not going to kill myself because my birthday's coming, because I'm actually not so bad with it this year. I am a July baby. I am a Leo. And so, yeah, I don't have specific plans, even though it's coming up really quick. But I did get a present today, so I'm really, really happy. And, like, really happy. Like, so, like, dorky, smiling, cheeks hurting, happy. And, and it's so silly because it's just not, like, I don't know. I guess you could say maybe I'm overreacting because it's just, I don't know. I feel like I'm going over the top for like a present, but it's just, I'm really into the little things, which is, I think it's rare these days. Most girls want like huge, expensive, great things, and to me, I like, things that people put thought into. Like, for instance, I have a story of one boyfriend I dated a long time ago. Wasn't the greatest boyfriend, but he did something that I will remember for a long time, okay? So a lot of boyfriends, they buy you like expensive stuff and like want to like impress you, or like they think you just, I guess they just think all girls are materialistic and just the more expensive or the more popular or whatever, the better. But that's not how I am. I think flowers are really pretty, but I think it seems like a waste of money, I guess, 'cause I don't know, they die so quickly and they're so expensive. But I wouldn't complain if I got them, of course, because they're beautiful and they smell good and stuff like that. But I don't know. The logical part of me just says, that you could get something else that could last. I don't know. So, anyways, yeah. So about my ex that I was dating a while back, he did something out of the blue. He was working and apparently he stopped at a store somewhere during the day when he was working and came home and gave me this. It was like like a little small rose, like not even a real one, a fake one that was, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah, it was like a fake little rose that was probably, I don't know, cost a dollar or something in plastic. And it was pretty and it was cute. And he gave it to me, and I was like, "Oh, what is this for?" And he was just like, "Oh, I was just in the store and I was just thinking of you." And so I just got this. And there was no occasion, and I thought that was so sweet. I mean, that meant more to me than, I don't know, like a diamond necklace probably, because it was just the fact that like he just said that he was just thinking about me and he brought me something to show me that he was thinking about me was amazing. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome. So yeah, so that's why I'm happy, because it's like also a thought kind of thing. So I don't know, I'm excited and happy and I'm just really, 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 really in a good mood today, so I thought I would just say a few things real quick. And oh, the other day I had a co-host with Notorious, who is now going by Kenrick, his name. And I felt like I was mean to somebody, and apparently the person didn't think I was being mean, so I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't like the way I sounded. I felt like a mean girl or something, and that's totally not me. So, so yeah. And so I was gonna apologize, but then I ended up talking to the person, and they said that it was no big deal. So okay. So I'm not gonna stress. I had another conversation, a really quick one, with Notorious Kenrick. I'm just gonna call him Kenrick. And It's kind of short. It was maybe 10 minutes. I don't know. And I'm going to put it after this because why not? And I'm going to end this now because I'm beginning to ramble. And rambling's not always cool when you have nothing to say. So, yeah. I hope you have all been having a great summer, and I hope everyone has a great weekend because it's Friday and the weekend's coming. So, I do hope everybody has a great weekend. I always do. And I think we need more niceness in this world because there's too much hate, there's too much icky stuff, and it's just not, I don't know, it's just not good. So, yeah, so I'm gonna play that, and I think that's it for now. So, yeah, anyway, have a great weekend, and hopefully you'll listen, and thank you if you do, and I will talk again soon. Okay. Later.
Bonjour.
Oh, finally. There you go.
Comment allez-vous?
I actually called all of, I added all of your names. I
Just send it
figured.
to them all.
Yeah, well, I
Every single one of
figured.
my devices. Crazy right now. Every siren.
I even
Every
added
klaxon.
Spidey, but I doubt he's gonna answer. But anyways, so
So what's up?
nothing. So yeah, so what I was saying was oh yeah, about the whole podcast thingy.
Yeah.
It was kind of upsetting me because it was my whole like MySpace, not MySpace, MySpace. My place to be private, like do what I want to do.
Right.
Like, and it was just the one thing I just asked to just leave alone. So, I don't know, like you need a space, right? You need a place to
I want my wife involved in mine. I wish she would
Well,
come on my show.
yeah, but you didn't before. You like would have rather
It,
had
yeah,
it
and she got
as your own
mad.
thing.
So I was
But
like, fine, this will just be mine, whatever.
yeah, but like
I would love to
my
have her on my show.
you hear my thing. Like it's not like I sit there and like give deep darts to get or anything. I just want a place where
Right.
I could be, where I don't have to censor myself and be like,
Right. It's group therapy without having to pay the insurance.
yes, exactly.
Right. I
Perfect.
understand completely.
It's not like I'm trying to be mean. It's just people need their own space.
Right, it's your schema. I don't know.
Schema.
Schema. It's schema.
Yeah, so I just, that's what I was mad at. I wasn't mad at the whole, I mean, there was nothing I was hiding. I was just mad because it just felt like I was being invaded, like for no reason at all. I don't know.
I completely agree. I
So
think you
thank
have
you.
no reason to be mad.
Thank you. And like I said, it wasn't the thing he did, it was the way that it was said. It was just
Exactly.
like I did something wrong. Like, ooh, shame on
Neener,
you. Shame on you. How dare you?
shame on you. Shame, shame.
Whatever. So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better, I think. Yeah.
Good.
Yesterday I wasn't so great, but today I'm
Yeah.
better. You can't be happy all the time, right? So.
Right. That's true.
It would be nice, but we would need like drug dealers like 24/7,
Well, yeah,
so
that's true.
or alcohol or
Or
I don't know.
alcohol, which I really have not been drinking, so me and
Really?
alcohol are not agreeing.
Ah, okay.
We've agreed to disagree on things.
Well, yeah, I kind of made like a little thing where I wasn't gonna drink because I think it I don't know. I think it's like it I didn't realize like alcohol was actually fattening.
Oh yeah, it's wasted calories. It's all empty calories.
Well, that's horrible 'cause
That's alcohol.
That's horrible. They don't tell you that. They make it seem like you're not eating, so it's not that bad.
No. Do you know why? I used to work for the lobbyists for alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah.
No joke. As an intern back in college. They pay billions of dollars so they don't put the calories on the bottles, even liquor. Liquor, wine, beer. If they put the actual calories and the sugar, you would never drink. Because it's like drinking like sodas.
Well, that's kind of shady.
And then especially if you like cocktails like me. I love cocktails.
No, me too. Those are the worst. Those are the worst drinks.
I'm a girly drink drunk.
Yeah, but those are the worst drinks, the girly drinks.
Give me a fuzzy navel. Right now,
I always drink like Kahlua and milk and like that rum chata stuff, like milk. Like, and anything with milk has got to be
like
fattening.
Dirty martinis. That's my new drink. Dirty martini.
Did you ever have a Jolly Rancher?
I don't like sweet, like lemon drops and sweet stuff. Savory drinks. Like
I had
Bloody
that
Mary
once.
Or martini or old fashioned.
It was nice for like, you know, a few sips because it tasted like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, and then you're just like, I'm drinking candy. Like, yeah. I'd rather eat candy than drink candy.
I would much rather suck on a Jolly Rancher than drink that drink.
What would you rather much suck on? I missed that. You broke up for a second.
A Jolly Rancher.
Oh, a Jolly Rancher. Oh, I thought you said a Jolly Roger.
No, what the hell is a Jolly Roger?
Penis. Oh, okay. That's weird because I call my Jolly Roger the penis.
Okay, no, I definitely did not say that.
Aye, we're hoisting the Jolly Roger, mateys.
Yeah, I get it. My show is explicit. I have it on explicit, but you can be nice.
That's not true at all, but now that I said, kind of want to.
Kind of want to what?
To call my penis the Jolly Roger.
Oh, God.
Like the pirate flag. Because then you're hoisting the Jolly Roger.
All right, I think this is too much information.
I'm hoisting the Jolly Roger and coming aboard.
TMI.
So, like, sex becomes like piracy every time, and it's fun that way.
TMI.
This is going on your show too.
Oh, so you can that gives you the right to be like a psycho.
Your viewers are
going to
be like, unfavorite.
Hey, actually, yeah, because you're talking about
your
drunk.
They're
going
to be like favorite. All these people. Well, what I can do is I'll tweet it to all my followers. Like, listen to me on vacation on Eric's show. And then you'll have,
are
like,
you still on vacation?
People listen to you in a day. I'm still on vacation, baby. Yeah.
Wow. So you're not at home? You're there?
No, I'm at home. It's a staycation.
Oh, okay.
I'm like tearing my house apart and like reorganizing things and cleaning things. And that's why like it's like the mind palace.
Where's the baby?
He's at daycare.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
and then
cool.
I start stuff that and then I start some classes that I do 3 days a week next week.
How's Tree Song?
I was waitlisted to get into these things, and then I got onto it Friday.
Oh wait, no,
so
Tree
Song. I started back to it Friday. I'm going to be doing it for a month, 3 days a week. So, and then you know my wife works, and then I work, and then you know.
Yes.
Don't piss on the maple tree.
Oh, why would I do that?
Don't, because it's my dog. He likes pissing on things.
Why would I do that?
Oh, he's just laying. Dude, it's going to take 50. Okay, the dog is laying in front of this tree that's going to take 50 years to provide shade for him. But you go, Toby. You think about the future. You're not going to be alive to sit under that tree. I've been stealing trees where I can. Cultivating is what I like to call it.
Okay.
Like you sit someplace and you find like a small sapling or something. And it's obviously going to get mowed down or destroyed come winter. And so I've got, like, pots and, like, gloves and a trowel in my car. And so I just take it.
I like that.
I've got three yew trees and a maple tree.
Wait, what happened to,
willow
to Tree-Sand?
Tree-Sand's just a bonsai that my wife gave me for my birthday.
I know, but what happened to him?
Two of the trees I'm cultivating, I'm going to turn into bonsai.
He was kind of getting like the cut-up treatment when you were up like having stuff.
He does. He's dropping some foliage. Like,
did I you think trim him?
Oh yeah, I trimmed him up.
Oh okay.
I gave him a trim the other day. My father-in-law watched me.
Your father-in-law watched you?
Yeah.
Is that relaxing too to watch somebody?
Traditional Japanese music.
I like that little rake thingy. That's cool. I've seen that in like a magazine. Like, you know, the little rake thingy. They're supposed to. You're supposed to do that to relax. Like, use the sand. Yeah.
Treesan is very relaxing.
But is that that's around really that him, right? The sand and the rake thing.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. So it can grow in that?
Yeah.
I thought
it you got to keep it a certain size so it doesn't get sick.
Ah.
Otherwise, like, it gets sick because it's too too small. You know, you don't want it to get too big for the pot.
So, yeah. When did we do that recording anyway?
Months ago.
The one with Tourette's thing? The one where I was talking about him?
Like July or something?
It is July.
Well, like early July. Late July now.
Like July.
This isn't good. I'm finding a lot of brown leaves on trees.
Brown leaves? That's not good. Yeah, supposed to be green. Yeah. Okay, we can't talk about trees. That's just blah.
Okay.
So how is your week so far?
It's going really well. I've gotten a lot accomplished.
I went to New York the other day. It was so hot. I thought I was going to die. And then my cousin brings us to the only restaurant that has no air conditioning.
I'm going to a funeral in Indiana this weekend.
For what? For who? Who?
My granny.
No! Sorry.
She didn't have any kids, so she left me stuff.
Wait, your great aunt?
Yeah, she left me like 6.5% of her estate.
Oh, okay. So
So I'm rich, bitch! Honk, honk! No, I'm just kidding.
My mom is telling me to look for my biological father because apparently his family is very rich.
Oh, yeah?
So I was thinking, like, of getting one of those DNA test thingies. What's the best place to do that? Like, is it Ancestry.com?
Do both of them.
What, like that 23andMe thing?
Yeah, do both of them, because then you get the most matches.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because do both of them. Buy them when they're on sale, like on Black Friday or whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm. When are they on sale? Like, why would they be on sale on... Wait.
Like, that's when I bought them.
That would be, like, next year. Wouldn't it? Oh.
Well, they have others, like Prime Day. I bet they were on sale on Prime Day. You just weren't paying attention.
No, I saw something. On Prime...
You're smoking!
No, I'm not. I saw something on Prime the other day. The other day.
Well, go look at the price.
It said $99 with free shipping. Is that even a deal?
Yeah. No. Well, it depends on which ones you do. Take screenshots of the different packages and I'll tell you which one to do.
No, but it said there's different packages?
Yeah. Where's my business card?
I know. See, you were having your ups and downs. Don't blame me. You were up, down. You didn't know what you wanted. And then anything I do is better than the one you sent me.
Anything you do is going to be better than the one you send me. Exactly.
Exactly. So get out about that.
I won't.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering where it was. Because you were like, oh, I can pump that out in 2 hours.
Say hi, Adam. That stop by for a second. Wait, Kendrick?
Yeah,
am I on Kendrick?
I'll say Kendrick.
Oh, Kenry. I don't know which.
Dr. Notorious is dead.
Dr. Notorious is dead.
The name?
The name or the guy?
No.
Or the persona?
He's coming back.
Is he? He's coming back?
He'll come back, but he may come back as a cartoon.
I thought about Jurassic Eternity.
Voiced by someone else, not me.
Wait, what do you mean voiced by somebody else that's not you?
I'm working with someone to try to develop it into a cartoon. I mean, I think I could do the voice, but if they don't want me to do the voice, they might have someone else do it.
Oh, you can wait. Yeah, you told me about the cartoon thingy.
Right. I'm going to have a meeting with the guy this weekend, and we're going to go
into detail
about it.
I thought I was
going to
be in it.
Well, yeah, but I got to get money and producers and pilots and that shit first.
Can I be like a superhero?
Yeah. Well, because I don't want to go into it on your show. We'll talk about it off your show.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want someone stealing the idea, but there'd be different guests every week. And that's a good idea as I go around. And for specific people, I'm going to need help from certain people. So you could be one of the people I go to.
I have a really cool picture on my Instagram of me with the boots and the whole outfit.
I have to check that out.
I'll
tell you about it offline because it's a really good idea that this other guy came up with about how to take the Dr. Notorious character and turn him from like a bad guy into a good guy, but at the same time kind of like chaotic neutral.
Like I wish I could draw better.
He's in it for the money. He's in it for the money. And he's going to be drawn really well.
Oh, that's cool.
Not like Rick and Morty, like draw it really good, like so it's kind of like boom. Like up in your face, like anime style.
I've only had two people draw me in my life.
I'd kind of like to do it kind of like Scott Pilgrim myself. Like it'd be more like Scott Pilgrim-y than Rick and Morty or anything like that.
I've only had two people draw me in my entire life. One was the guy that does the Walking Dead comics now.
And I can draw you. Do you want me to paint a painting of you?
What, you can draw?
I can draw and paint.
Really?
Yes. It may not be oh shit. I got to take this other call.
Okay.
So I will talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.